Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm gonna do weakness.
Hey, that's right. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. The squad is here on a Monday. Listen, we got tickets to Summer Jam to give away. So if you guys want to play a little game of Laura Never Loses, we need a male and a female contestant to hit us up right now. 800-223-9797.
Yeah, Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, good morning. Hopefully everybody's weekend was great, dodging lightning strikes and rain, torrential downpours at who knows when.
I know.
Yeah, it was going down at, you didn't know how to dress, you know what I'm saying? You had to dress hot.
Well, it was going to be hot. It was going to be hot. It was going to be hot.
Do you bring a little hoodie?
No, too hot. It's too hot.
Bring an umbrella, but it's like
it's too wet and too windy.
So just like
either stay your ass in the house or you getting rained on. That's it.
That's it.
They talking about what you got, Laura. I got 84.
Let me see. Today I have a high of 82.
Yeah, okay, we're in the same zone. So now I'm looking at the hour by hour on my trusty dark sky weather app. Yo, it don't get 82. Until 6 p.m., though.
Right, so it's going to be a cool morning.
Yeah, well, the humidity situation, what's it feel like out there, Sean?
Cooler Jays.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
It's 83% humidity right now.
Yeah, it's still warm.
Tonight's going to be a beautiful night, let me just say that. If there's any night for a great stroll, a little dinner outside, tonight's one of them nights. Tomorrow's going to be we're getting a real summer day tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
So wait, you said tonight clear. Is a good night for?
Tonight's a great night to be outside.
Okay.
Like, it'll be not so humid, according to the trusty dark sky weather app. And tomorrow, the high is 91, but there's no clouds, so it says, or very limited clouds.
That's beautiful.
Wednesday, there's a chance of rain. Thursday's beautiful. Friday's beautiful. Saturday's beautiful. Sunday, there's a chance of rain in the morning. So, I mean, these things change very rapidly these days.
Yeah.
So we're looking too far ahead when we start talking about the weekend. But right now, enjoy what we got.
That's a fact.
I mean,
and that's Summer Jam tickets, because we got those.
Oh, just added DaBaby, Polo G, and we adding, I think, more artists this week. So now you got DaBaby, you got Polo G, you got Bobby Shmurda, Rowdy Rebel, Meek Mill, Migos, Saweetie, Megan Wright and Friends, the heavy hitters with CJ Federico and El Alpha, Swizz Beatz doing a DMX, New York City tribute. Bruh, this is a situation going on.
Fire.
Fuego. On the line, Daniil and Sandra. Daniil. Daniil, good morning. Can you turn your radio down, please? Hello?
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 Is that Daniil or Sandra?
This is Tanaya.
Oh, yeah, Tanaya.
The names change. The names change.
Well, he didn't send us the new names. Maybe, Griff, you want to send those?
It's all good.
So it's Dania and Jared.
Dania and Jared. Hey, Dania and Jared.
Good morning.
Tanaya.
Tanaya. Yo, Griff, send out the new names, bro. What's poppin'?
Tanaya. We're having phone issues behind the scenes.
Oh, man, damn. Yo, hey, man, it's Monday vibes.
Facts.
Tanaya, how are you?
I'm good.
Yo, sorry for screwing your name up. Where you headed this morning?
I'm going with my mom to her job.
Nice. What's mom's do?
She's a nurse.
Shout out to the nurses, the essential workers. How's mom's all holding up? Did you guys give her some extra loving after dealing with all this COVID stuff?
Sure did.
Yeah, she needed. Everybody needed.
For the most part.
Good. But how's her mental though? Because you know that's stressful.
Yeah, she's good. She's been through it with the loss of a lot of people and stuff like that. But for the most part, things are opening back up and she's going to work. And, we're praying family, so we pray all the time.
Keep praying. That's right. Keep praying. Stay connected. And what's the other brother?
Jared,
good morning. Where you headed this morning? What's going on?
Good morning, guys. I'm headed to a construction site. I'm a safety manager.
Okay. Keep everybody safe, man. Make sure. Now, are you making sure that nobody that's working gets hurt, or are you making sure that the people that are near the construction site, just pedestrians, don't get hurt? Or both?
It's a bit of both. We got to make sure that the traffic and the pedestrian traffic is all good, and then, make sure the workers are doing the right thing.
And you got to go to the same site every day, or are you just popping up on everybody every day, everywhere?
It changes. I go to different sites,
When you pull up, is everybody pissed to see you, or are they like, ah, man, the safety manager's here. We got to change everything.
Some guys don't like the safety guy, but, I'm one of the cool ones, man. So I get the job done effectively.
Okay. I respect it. All right, Tanaya, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
Laura.
All right. That's the game that lives up to its name. Summer Let's Jam go. On the line to see the baby, Polo G, Rowdy Rebel, Bobby Shmurda. A Boogie with the Hoodie, Migos, Meek Mill, bruh, it's going down. Saweetie, bruh, it's going so down up in there. It's crazy, man. August 22nd, MetLife Stadium. It's Summer Jam. Shani with the questions. Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
Here we go.
Okay, Triller is seeking.
Ebro. Triller is seeking.
Three. Two.
Desperately seeking Susan.
One.
No, we talked Maybe. About this. I know.
Triller is seeking a resident DJ for what series?
For Versus.
I forgot.
Is correct. The unicorn is the national animal. Ebro.
The unicorn is the national animal of.
Three.
Never, never land.
Two. Probably, but incorrect.
Hey, really?
The unicorn is the national animal of what European country?
A European country as a unicorn?
Norway. Go with Norway.
Sure.
Three.
Norway.
Incorrect. Scotland.
Really?
Scotland. They must really have unicorns there then. Why would you do that? They must really have them.
I know. Okay. Halle Berry announced she just finished. Ebro.
She just finished. Handmaid's Tale. She did a she watched the whole thing in one night.
Incorrect. Halle Berry announced she just finished shooting for what movie?
Is Haley what actress?
He said Halle Berry. He did not say Chloe and Halle. He did not
say Halle Berry. I don't know.
Yeah, he said Halle Berry, son.
I don't know any new movie that Halle Berry's done. I don't know. Pass.
One. The Little Mermaid. The Little
That's the wrong name, fool. It's not Halle Berry. It's Halle Bailey.
Bailey.
Read it.
Hell yeah, it is Halle Bailey.
Fool.
Yo, when I'm looking at it, it looked like Halle Bailey.
That's why I was
make.
Like, I don't know of any movie that she shot.
Nah. That's why I said she
So
just,
why she steal her name?
She didn't. She's 21 years old or 17 or something.
Yo, why she do that though? Name?
Yo, hit Shiny with the button, son. Yeah. Yo, right oh now, God. Man.
All right, so where are we? Did Ebro win?
Ebro wins.
No. Laura wins.
I won.
Yeah, no, you heard any, all those. You Ebro heard all those I got right, man.
You didn't get any right. Laura got the versus question right.
Yay, man. I won.
Laura got the
versus. Is desperately seeking Susan.
Damn. No, a DJ.
Neverland got the.
What's homegirl's
Damn,
name?
Damn, bro.
Yo, sorry, Jared, man. Sorry, Tania. Man.
Tania.
It's all love. Tania, enjoy your time.
All right, be safe out there. Tania, you going to Summer Jam.
You got Summer Jam tickets.
You going.
You're going to have a great time.
Thank you.
Yo, Jared is so pissed. He like, man, Ebro was just playing games. Talking about unicorns and Never Never Land and... Shiny messing questions
Seeking
up.
Susan.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome, honey. Have a great time. We'll see you there. For everybody else, get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
I'm still trying to figure out why Halle Berry ain't. You know what I'm
it says her name is Halle Bailey, not Halle
her mom
Berry.
That's from Chloe and Halle.
Oh, now I get it. But her mom say ripped the name.
Yo, man, them girls done came by the show, man. They when they was young. Shawnee, yeah. We've been supporting them. Now they blowing up. You can't even get her name right.
Yeah, you know I didn't really know her last name.
Really?
No, Halle and Chloe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real.
Yo, she just finished shooting The Little Mermaid.
But Halle Bailey? I didn't even know she was a ripoff. That's crazy, sir.
Don't say ripoff, man.
My mom's did it. Yo, you met this woman's father, man, and mother. They came by the studio, man. Come on, man.
They doing
respect,
they thing.
Man.
I love them, but I didn't know. They stole.
You just called her a knockoff.
They're my teeth, yo. They're my teeth. I didn't know.
Wait, you think, because you think Halle was the first one to have the name Halle?
Yeah, Halle Bailey. Halle Berry.
Oh, God. Now everyone's confused. All right.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles, what you working on?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, guys, this was really crazy over the weekend. We're going to talk about that horrible moment where, you know, and I'm sure you guys saw it, the shooting at the Washington-San Diego Padres game. There was a crazy shooting on the and people were running all over the field, and I'll let you know exactly what happened coming up, flashing lights.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Talk to me nice. They don't talk at all. Yo, that shout to Busy Banks. He's on the Pop Smoke album. Also, Kanye West, Pusha T on there. That Kanye West, Pusha T is the number one song right now on the New York City most stream records,
really?
According to Apple Music. Kanye West and Pusha on there. I think Pop Smoke may even have the number one album in Apple Music. Let's see here. Yep. Number one album. That album got some things on there too, man. Some real good music on that Pop Smoke album.
Yeah, I like the Kanye Pusha T collab. Right,
yeah,
now.
Man. Kanye about to get back outside, I feel like, man.
Yeah.
He about to try to redeem, you know what I'm saying, himself.
Right. Fresh off the divorce. Everybody thought he was crazy on the campaign.
He said he was having some mental health issues.
Okay. I mean,
it'd be interesting to hear. He said he wasn't making secular music anymore.
Straight Sunday music he moving with now?
I don't know.
Sunday service, man.
Sunday
service. I mean, he's on Pop Smoke album, so that's definitely some secular. That's a secular album. He didn't say anything worldly on there though, so you know what I'm saying? He trying to bring the Lord and the light.
All right.
To the darkness.
Bring it on, Kanye.
So he trying to redeem himself. y'all, Laura, you forgave Kanye?
I don't know.
We'll see what he does.
I don't know.
Because Laura ain't with the shenanigans at all.
I'm not, man.
What was it? It was because the $300 t-shirts?
No, Shawnee, what are you talking about?
You mean when he skipped around, when he soft-shoot around Trump's desk at the White House?
Oh, yes.
Hugged him and said he's like his father?
His dad, yeah. That's hard. I think I keep blocking that part.
I know.
You forgot that
he tried to run for president. He was all the voter fraud situation that he was doing, and just, you know, it was a lot.
The running for president, I remember that because it's just like he's crazy. But the dad, Trump dad part.
The White House antics were the worst for me.
Ugh.
Yeah.
The White House antics was an all-time low, and I think people want to forget that. When Kanye went up in there, his father was with him, by the way.
When he said, you're like my dad?
When he got up and ran around the desk and hugged Trump and did all that hugging and doing all that in there looking nuts.
Wow.
You know who else was there that nobody brings up?
Who?
Jim Brown.
Oh, yeah. He was kissing up to Trump, too.
Yeah. Problematic, ain't it?
It is.
Because
I like Kanye, you know.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Musically, we still like Kanye. It don't have nothing to do with the music.
You can't deny, you know, Kanye's genius as a musician.
Right.
I mean, come on, man.
Now, he's made some doo-doo lately. I'm gonna keep it 1,000. That gospel album was kind of fire. The gospel album has some heat on it.
So let's see what he comes back with.
Let's see what he comes with.
I'm curious too.
Let's see what he comes with. But there's some people, his antics outside of music, they not effing with the music. They can't listen to it.
Right. Because of his antics.
Because of it. They just can't separate the antics from the music. Right. And I know it's tough. It's tough for me too. Trust. But I try to be agnostic. You know what I'm saying? I try to just listen to the music.
For the music.
You know, you say something crazy in there. Because that's the other piece. The other piece is then he start getting out here trying to promote his shenanigans. Right. Because you showed him some love with the music. Right. That's because that's what you got to watch for, the jukes. Because he used his platform for some BS for a minute, didn't he?
Of course. Listen, I just It's like a lot of other people. So I always love Kanye's classic albums. Love his earlier stuff. And even like, you know, some of the stuff that he came up with later was like, some of it was cool. But it's really hard for me, man, to swallow that Kanye pill after everything we went through, man. It's just tough. And easy, seeing him embracing these people who were just like literally trying to like, just stop women's rights and right now are the reason behind like all this voter suppression, like, right. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man.
It's but, like, which side are you on? We don't know.
Oh, I know where I'm at.
No, I mean, with Kanye, which side is he on?
He's like, been clear lately.
No, he flip flops.
He's been clear
lately.
He's been clear what side he's on. He ain't flip flop,
Shawnee.
He ain't
flip flop. It's hard. I know, Shawnee. It's hard. But he's been clear.
He ain't flip flop.
He ain't flip-flop.
Mm-mm. Nope. And that's why when if you focus on the music and it's like, all right, cool, we doing music, all right, we can not talk about our personal stances on, you know, socio-political issues.
Yeah.
If we just doing this music thing. But as soon as you get to all of that and you start using your voice outside of music and outside of hip-hop for something else, that's when people be like, yeah, nah, I'm cool. Same thing happens with people, you know, who disagree with us when it comes to LeBron James and athletes using their voice, you know, and their persona beyond sports. They're like, nah, bro, nope, we don't want that.
Right.
And that's why we got to watch the double standard, because just because we disagree with Kanye vehemently and we think he's crazy, we still support the music, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We just disagree. Unless, of course, the music is promoting his BS, then, of course, we're going to disagree on a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready
lights.
For the flashing lights? Laura Styles can put us on.
So there were some terrifying moments, guys, over the weekend outside Nationals Park during the Washington-San Diego game. After multiple people were shot, according to D.C. police. So the game was suspended in the 6th inning after a shooting near the third base side entrance of the ballpark. Washington, D.C. police tweeted that 2 victims were located outside the stadium and 2 walked into the hospital with gunshot wounds. So cops are saying a total of 3 people were injured in the shooting, including 1 woman who was attending the game. So although the shots were fired outside the stadium, cops say at least 1 bullet ricocheted and hit a fan. Just super scary, man. So right now they're reporting it as a drive-by shooting. Cops are still searching for the subjects, but...
Are they going to find them?
You could hear the shots during the broadcast of the game.
Wow.
If you just look it up, it's really scary to see.
Yeah, I was wondering if they apprehended the criminals, but you're saying that...
There's so many cameras around there, son.
You ain't getting away with this.
If they don't find the people that actually did the dumbass shooting, the dumbasses that did the shooting.
Yeah.
You know how it go. They're going to find somebody.
Oh, man.
Well, that's somebody going to jail.
That's the bad part. Hopefully they find the people who actually did it. And you said, what, 2 people got hurt?
Yeah. 3.
3 people. Wow.
Why would you do that?
So scary.
In what world?
In
fam,
the hood world. You know what it is.
No. In the stupid world. That ain't hood. That's stupid.
But I'm saying that these cats ain't
stupid.
Thinking.
It's not the hood, though. It's stupidity. Because even in the hood, people are like, yo, why would you do that? Why would you
shoot
do that
in a public place?
Why
like
would you shoot at a baseball game?
We're
bro?
Families.
Yeah, we're families are. That's families not a hood. Are. That's not the hood. That's an idiot.
It's an idiot. A lot of times these dudes don't think.
Listen, man, mass shooters show up places and shoot people. They not from the hood. That's a mental health disorder, bro. That something's wrong with your brain.
Right. Oh, man, shooting into an area where there's nothing but family. People with children.
Don't just put that on the hood like the hood's the only place where dumb people was out here shooting.
Well, we know this, but when she said drive-by, you know, it was reminiscent.
Oh, the imagery gives you what? Menace to society? Yeah,
when you're thinking drive-by and somebody not caring about where they shooting, I'm thinking, you know, that happens in the hood. You know, but yeah, you know, these other cats in other places will show up with their AK or ARs, whatever, and just start walking through parking lots and popping off.
Or walking through supermarkets.
And the common thread is that it's all stupidity, you know, for sure. But, yeah. It's nuts.
Sad, man. That's your flashing light report. The time is 7:05. Today, partly cloudy, but it will be a high of 82 degrees and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Everybody out here acting like the only place people's out here shooting crazy is in the hood.
I just said the trigger word was the drive-by, man.
Y'all must have forgot Las Vegas.
I did. What happened to Vegas?
Exactly. A dude was out a window of a resort hotel shooting at people at a concert, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, I know shootings happen everywhere. And people are stupid. People got mental, you know, problems.
But you show up to a baseball game?
Mental problems.
Wow.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Huh. Yo, man. I didn't look forward to coming in today. Be honest, I was like, man, I'm so tired of coming to work over the past 18 months and having to talk about death, man. So tired. But, you know, my motivation and, you know, for our friends and our family, our FOTS, friends of the show that tune in, you know, y'all still gotta get up and do what y'all gotta do and deal with the death too, and deal with the stories and the bad news too. So we gotta do it together. That's why y'all lock in with us. So I had to make sure I was up in here with y'all, cause man,
right,
we all talked about Biz Markie being sick, and we've been saying get well Biz Markie for a long time. Lord, when we do, you know, when we do the Ebro and P,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
The Brosenberg, when Laura was out on maternity, we were shouting out Biz Markie and, you know.
Get well.
Even last week.
We did it last week too. But and so it's one of those things where it's like, you know, things ain't going good, but you just don't want to have to face the reality. And so over the weekend, we got news that the great Biz Markie had passed away.
Was it complications with diabetes?
Yeah, he had been. So he had a stroke a while ago. And so just trying to overcome that. And just the outpouring of love from hip hop. Hopefully, you know, if you're a young head and you don't really know what Biz Markie meant to hip hop, I get it. It's hard to understand it because you might only know just a friend or something like that. You don't really know what was going on 87, 88, 86, 87, 88 when that transition was taking place from, you know, the Cool Moes and Melly Mels and, you know, all of that into what the modern era that brought us Big Daddy Kane and Biz Markie. And Biz was that bridge, man, from the Roxanne Shanté world, and, you know, and then, but then, you know, having records with Marley and the Juice Crew and
Yeah.
You know.
And just his overall character, like, you know what I'm saying? What he really meant to hip hop, his comedy, his sense of humor, his skills. Like he
rap
had this
skills crazy.
Yeah, he had this dope combination of like the whole thing. And it is hard to explain to maybe somebody young who doesn't understand his place in history, in hip hop and how he's transitioned too, but always in this subtle way, but with great impact.
But just
know?
was a statesman in the culture, like relationships with everyone, cool right. with everybody,
yeah,
supportive of artists. You know, I saw a post Steve Stout put up about how Biz would go in and haggle with record labels to get artists better deals. That had nothing to do with him.
Really?
He wasn't managing the artists or A&R in the album or nothing like that. Just
right.
using his profile and his importance in the culture to go in and make sure that artists got taken care of to the best of his ability.
As sad as it was, I heard something over the weekend that, you know, really kind of like put everything in a great light, because Rosenberg and Cypher, they uploaded their interview, their Juan Epp episode with Biz Markie that took place, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. And in the interview, it came up that, you know, Biz still keeps in contact with everybody that he, not only that he works with, but he knows. And they're asking him, oh, so you still talk to this guy on the phone? And that guy, he's like, yeah, I talked to him yesterday. And they're like, yo, and Rosenberg was like, yo, why do you do that? Like, how do you have the time to, like, talk to people all? He's like, yo, listen, Smalls never promised. So I don't ever want to be that guy that said, oh man, I should have called him. So he's like, I keep in contact with everybody all the time. I call people, you know, every day, all day. And I was like, damn, yo, Biz, you know, he was that type of guy that he was just, he knew, like, he enjoyed life to the fullest because he knew what life was and how short it was. So that kind of made me feel like, that's just me being me, but that just kind of made me feel, you know, like, all right, cool. At least, you know, Biz, he had an idea of how precious life is. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
It's real. And anybody out there, if you're a journalist, I saw, shout to Elliot Wilson. This is, you know, Elliot Wilson, the great journalist in hip hop, put up an article. And the first line was exactly how I felt. I don't know where I've been, but I don't remember this whole clown prince of hip hop thing.
What you mean?
Exactly. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No.
It sounds vaguely familiar, but I'm confused. Clown Prince of Hip Hop?
Yo, there was these writings out that was like, the Clown Prince of Hip Hop has passed away. The Clown Prince of Hip Hop.
I never heard of that. So what is that based on? Just because he was like a...
I guess that was some moniker that people started using for him, but I don't think he used that.
Nah. But it says that was one of his AKAs, or...
That's on Wikipedia or something?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm not here for that.
What?
I don't like that.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't like that.
Yeah. Because I never heard him say that.
Yeah, I've never
heard that
before.
It was just Biz Markie.
And anybody out there referring to that, you know what you get.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're not doing
yourself.
That. I don't know what that is. Playing yourself.
But the great Biz Markie. Y'all
love him, man. And by the way, he had a song. And this song is our entire Congratulations, You Played Yourself. Because before there was a term, Congratulations, You Played Yourself, there was another term called The Vapors.
The Vapors.
Which is a basically... a way of saying you wasn't supporting, you was hating, and now I'm on, and guess what? Congratulations, you played yourself. You caught the vape.
Right.
Rest in peace, Biz Mark. We love you.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Ever and ever.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Man. Cast One, 97 minutes commercial free. More Bismarck classics?
Yeah.
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah, come on, son.
Hold on.
Make
hold
the music with you now, man.
We could definitely do that.
Nobody beats the biz. Yeah. We got to do a few of those. Let this ring off, man.
He had his own dance. Do the Bismarck.
Do the Bismarck. Why not?
The best 97 minutes of your morning.
Commercial free.
It's Ebro in the morning with Laurel Styles and my boy Rosenberg.
Wake up.
Hot 97.
Friend has a friend. Don't ever talk to a girl that says she just has a friend.
That's a philosopher. He's a real listen. Guru.
That is a fact.
She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra.
For your young kids, don't talk to a girl that said, yo, that's just my bro.
Right.
Oh,
that's my bro.
Oh, that's just my bro. Like, we're
that's just my bro.
He's like my brother.
Bestie, right, it's the best.
He's like my brother. Yo,
blah,
man.
Blah, blah.
Thank you, Biz Markie. Thank you, Biz Markie, man. had to play them tunes for the people, them.
Yeah, B.
Do your research on the influence of Biz Markie. Maybe you know him from Yo Gabba Gabba. Y'all didn't know he was on that cartoon, right?
He transitioned, yeah.
Yeah. You probably seen him DJ, too. He transitioned to a DJ in the early 90s.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, man, there was people putting up great video content, classic footage, you know, the great Biz Markie, man.
Yeah,
Shani, where was the first time you heard Just a Friend?
Yo, the first time I heard that song, I was in Queens. I was on my porch on my block. Queens, Hollis, Queens to be specific. And I'm just hearing boom, bah, boom, boom, bah, boom, bah. You know, booming systems. So I'm like, yo, what is this beat? And it was so much like, it just felt like a block party coming down the block in the vehicle. So I had to wait to see what car.
How old was you?
I had to be like, I don't know, 9, 8. I don't even know. I was young, but I just wanted to see what song was rocking, right, what car was rocking this joint. And when it pulled up to the corner, it was a black Bronco, and in the driver's seat looked over was DMC from Run DMC.
Wow.
I was like, what? And all I'm hearing is, you got what I need. And I'm like, that's DMC.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I never heard the song before. So a month later, I guess when it came out, Biz probably gave him like an early copy. You know what I'm saying? It's Run DMC. Right. I'm like, that's the song DMC was playing. So it was just dope, man. It's dope. So I always have that memory of that song, Joe.
That's dope. That's a dope memory, Sean.
Yeah, that's fire, man.
He looked over with the glasses on and the Kango.
Dude.
little wink at the shorty. He's like, yo, what up?
You see me? Yo, they was in the, you said it was in a Bronco or the Blazer from the video? Which one?
Nah, it was one of them high, big black Broncos with the big wheels, and he was up. You know what I'm saying? Like, coming down the block looking crazy. The crazy system.
Man, that was a Bronco. What video was that? When they was on 125 pulling up on people. What video was that?
Yeah, it was elevated with the big wheels up high. All fire. Black. He had on all black.
Of course he did.
I was like, wow.
DMC. Of Run DMC.
Playing that Biz Markie. Because you don't know what rappers listen to either. Mm. So with him playing that, I was just like, what's going on?
Yeah, but
on
he was stunting going through the old neighborhood stunting.
Yeah.
He wanted y'all to see him.
Right.
That's why he pulled up on you like that. Pause for a second. Like, So that way, you can share this memory.
Right, because who really
years
make
later?
Full stops and stop signs, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Full brakes, you know what I'm saying? Look both ways five
times. He
wanted
to be seen, man. So he was like, yo, that shorty seen me. He's going to tell that story
I
one
did.
Day.
Yeah, I waved, too.
Hi, Mr. DMC.
Hey, DMC, what's up? What song is that? That's Biz Markie.
Yo, it's great, man. Yo, look, the lines is open. We got Summer Jam tickets. Let's do it and do it now. Oh, man.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John. DJ John.
Summer Jam, we have just had it. DaBaby, Polo G. We still got Migos, Meek Mill, Saweetie. We got Megan Wright and Friends. Swizz Beatz with the DMX tribute, the New York City version.
Ooh.
You know know what I'm saying? A DMX tribute. It's going down. A Boogie's in there. Rowdy Rebel, Bobby Shmurda. And more to be announced. We still not done.
And more. That's
Get
crazy.
Your tickets at Ticketmaster now. It's August 22nd, wow. MetLife Stadium. DJ John, how'd the Yankees do this weekend, man?
We won last night.
Okay.
I don't think Saturday we didn't win, and Friday I think we won.
All right.
There's a couple things I was
Two
watching.
Two out of three.
I was watching a couple things over the weekend.
What else were you watching?
Money in the Bank, WWE.
WWE Money in the Bank was trending last
John
night.
John Cena's back.
Okay.
Let's see. What else? Oh, Mexico beats El Salvador.
Wait, so when you say John Cena's back.
Yeah.
He's back permanently? Or he was just back on that?
No, he's back permanently.
So, wow.
Oh, he's going to kick off WWE Raw in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Tonight.
Cena back, huh? Okay. Let's get to it, Cena. Fresh off that Fast and Furious 9, right?
Ooh, yeah. I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, I didn't see that joint either. And I'm a Fast Furious guy. I need to watch that joint.
Do you watch any of the NBA Finals?
Yeah, I did. I watched game 5. Ooh. The Bucks is up 3-2. The Bucks is, shout out to all our people out there in Wisconsin. Milwaukee look like they trying to do it. They trying to do it.
The Bucks.
Yeah, shout out to the Bucks. Mario the Poet. That's his team.
Yeah. Shout out to Big E.
Who?
Big E.
What?
Who's that?
Big E won the Money in the Bank contract. So he has a chance to face.
This is wrestling you switch back to now.
Yeah, back to
wrestling. Okay, back to wrestling. Yeah. Okay, this is all over.
He black. You know what I'm saying? All over. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Once. Salute that man.
Did anybody see Space Jam this weekend? Did anybody that saw the original Space Jam see this new Space Jam? Because I haven't seen either.
I saw it. I watched it this weekend.
And you saw the original Space Jam too?
I saw the original several times with my daughter years ago.
Okay.
And then I watched Space Jam with my son, who's 12 this weekend.
Was he into the new Space Jam?
He was, and he watched both. And I liked it too. I thought it was a good remix.
I love to see that. I love to hear that too.
People say something great for the kids.
Yeah, shout to Coogler, Ryan Coogler, who did Black Panther, produced this alongside LeBron.
Really?
Maverick, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It wasn't, and I know some people don't want classics to be touched, but and my son was like, look, I wanted to wait to watch it with you so we could see it together.
Time out.
Here we go.
Did you just say people don't want classics to be touched in reference to a cartoon?
Well, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, kind of, or don't break it.
Shia's not wrong. People have been complaining about this.
I've heard it. Somebody say it about this movie specifically. Yeah.
What?
Like, don't, you know, really? Don't spoil it.
What?
Because I have such great memories of it. You know
it's
what
not
I mean?
For you, though. It's for the new generation.
The kids, man. Kids, yeah.
But, you know, you got to be delicate with remaking something that is so
loved. Space Jam was that important as a movie to y'all when y'all was little?
To some people it was, man. And don't forget, there's also the aspect of the LeBron haters. So there's also that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Right.
Yeah, that part.
So, but you liked it.
Yo,
show.
Our
you
cameraman, Rasan, was like,
good.
Yes, Space Jam was that important.
Good. They changed the storyline up too, so it
of
wasn't
course
identical.
They needed to. Yeah, they needed. What? By the way, what was the other storyline from the original? Was it so important that they had to change it?
I mean, you never know. It could be some little thing or nuance that can mess up the whole thing.
This one
was about a father and son. The first one wasn't about a father and son.
What was the first one about?
It was just Jordan being lost or something like that.
Oh, so this one has more of a family purpose.
This is more family. I mean, the other one was family too.
The new one's better. The new one's better.
Wow. See, now you're starting.
Yo, the new one's better. I ain't seen either one. The new one's better. It's about family.
The first one was about family too, but this one specifically, the whole thing is about.
Oh, so this is a black man and his son.
Yes.
So they're celebrating a black man and his son and him going to save his son.
Through the whole thing.
Through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why they don't like it. They don't want to promote that.
They don't want to support.
They don't want to see
black
that.
Men.
They don't want to see that.
All right, Coogler, I see what you're doing out
here.
Yeah,
exactly. This one's way better. That old one's trash. I didn't even see it.
Wow,
doodle.
Damn. Now the old one is still good. It's good.
Stop.
You know what I'm saying? It's good.
But yo, this we one got was good. Summer Jam.
I really enjoyed it.
We got Summer Jam tickets right now. Who we got on the line?
We got Jelanda.
Jelanda.
Jello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Jolanda, how are you? Turn your radio down, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jolanda. We got Summer Jam tickets on the line. That's right. So you can get right into Summer Jam. You ain't even got to go online, a Ticketmaster, none of that. We lacing you up. If you can answer Laura's question very quickly, because John's going to be right on your toes. He's currently online trying to cheat already.
You know
it. No, I'm not. I'm online.
All right, here we go. Answer this question quickly, okay? Usher just opened up his residency in Las Vegas. Can you tell us what is Usher's last name?
Wait, he opened up a residency in Las Vegas. What was the last part? I didn't hear it.
What is Usher's last name?
No, she really asked the question.
Oh, Raymond.
Yeah. Yes. Yo, you almost blew it. Jolanda, you almost blew it, son.
Jolanda.
No, I didn't hear it.
All right, here we go, John.
DJ John.
Okay, he's 42.
Hang on.
Born in October. He's a singer, songwriter, dancer.
Usher Raymond. At age 10, Usher joined an R&B local group called what?
Damn, you got me, because I don't know that one. I know everything about Usher, but not that one. Hold on.
The correct answer is New Beginnings.
Oh, like Tomorrow's Answer.
Oh, he was trying to be like Tomorrow's Answer.
Right.
He's biting.
On his Wikipedia, like, he's right.
He's on the Wikipedia right now.
Right now.
Yo, why you snitching, man? They
cheater, yo.
Snitches get stitches.
You know what I'm saying? They teach you that in the hood?
I ain't doing no crime with you.
Exactly.
So I ain't snitching, fam.
Tell him.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not on your team. I don't cheat.
Exactly. I'm on Jolanda's team and she won.
That's right. You going to Summer Jam. You in the building to see A Boogie, Rowdy Rebel, you. Bobby Shmurda, Meek Mill, Migos, Saweetie. Just added DaBaby and Polo G. Swizz Beatz doing a New York City tribute. And we got more to announce, too. Make sure you get on there to hot97.com so you can see the entire lineup. You can join the party with us August 22nd, MetLife Stadium.
Thank you.
Hang on. Is it Yolanda or Jolanda?
Jolanda with a J.
Jolanda.
Jolanda.
Hey. Hang on one second. We got to get some info. Cash one, go.
Peace up. A-Town.
Hey.
Usher.
Yeah. I might hit this Vegas show. I kind of want to see that.
Usher. Come on now. You know he got hit.
Laura Styles working at Flashing Lights next. What up?
Coming up, I'll give you some details about this new Kanye album that's on the way. We'll talk about it.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
A lot of agreement. The new Space Jam is more important than the old Space Jam.
Wow, that's where you're going with it?
That's what I'm saying
with the people. I said it, but I said it just in sheer troll. It was just straight troll move because I couldn't believe that there's actually a population of human beings that were offended by redoing Space Jam.
Well, redoing classics that they love already.
Like, I could see if people was like, yo, y'all trying to do Glory again? Nah, the one with Denzel is just fine. Like, what are you doing? Or if you're trying to do Malcolm X, you're like, nah, Denzel, Spike Lee, leave it alone. We're having this conversation about Space Jam? Space Jam?
Yes. It's a big deal,
bro.
To people.
And that's why the new one's better.
Because what?
Because it's about the black man and his son.
Black. I mean, it's important. I'm not mad at you. I ain't mad at you. Who was behind the first one?
I don't know. Warner Brothers. WB. But this is Coogler. This one's important. I don't even care. I don't even have to watch it. I already just know it's more important. Our boy Ryan Coogler did it.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
That adds.
LeBron. No,
that adds the sauce to a full show.
Don't all right me, Laura Styles. You know where I'm going with this.
It's fine.
Nah, the other old one's trash.
You can't get Space Jam 2. It's trash now?
The first one, right, the first one is not trash.
Yo, if you saw both Space Jams, we're going to talk about which one is more important.
More important is a different,
you know, a spin. You just said better before.
I just said the old one was trash.
Oh, man, we're going to get some callers.
I ain't see none of them.
Which one is more important?
All right, we'll have people call up, but right now, let's go. Flashing lights.
Let's go. LeBron outdid Jordan in something. Space Jam.
Lights, lights,
lights. So big talk about Kanye West. They're saying that he had a secret listening party last night in Las Vegas. So Kanye is currently trending on Twitter right now, but according to people who attended the event, it looks like it was in a church.
Okay, he's been doing that. He's been doing that for a minute. All right.
Yes, and they're saying that, and this is, you know, the tweets. They're saying that his upcoming album will feature Lil Baby, Baby Keem, Griselda, Post Malone, Playboi Carti, and Travis Scott.
Mm. I see tweets here saying the Kanye and Lil Baby record is crazy. So Kanye on the redemption tour, huh?
Let's see.
Here we go now.
I'm saying
Kanye trying to get it back center.
Somebody said that while he was playing his records, that every time the N word came up or he said the word bitch, he would try to like lower the music because he was in church.
Wait, why would you go to a church if you have foul language in the music?
I don't know, man. Listen, yeah.
He forgot about the curses, man.
Whoops.
He was like, I want to do my album, listen, in a cathedral. It was like, well, you curse a couple of times. Oh, yeah, that part. Well, mute it when I curse.
So let's see.
They say there's a record with Pusha T and Kanye going line for line back and forth.
Yes.
Did anybody say Kanye spoke about Trump?
I don't know.
I don't see that.
I haven't seen anything.
He might have. If he's on his redemption tour, he might have just left that out.
Hopefully.
There's a picture with Kanye West and KD in Vegas last night. So is this happening this week?
I mean, people are
saying. It feels like it's happening this week.
Is that it's dropping on Friday. That's the rumor. But, you know, we'll see.
Okay.
You never know with Kanye. Like, it could literally drop tomorrow or right now. Who knows?
Right. The Kanye stands are ready.
They are.
You tweet anything about Kanye right now, they ready. You want smoke? I'm about to tweet Kanye on the redemption tour, eh? Yeah.
I like Kanye, man. He's crazy. He got some flaws. But, you know, we said 8 out of 10, maybe. Not bad.
No, I don't think anybody up here dislikes Kanye. Right. We just think he's a bozo politically.
Facts.
Pretty much. That's it.
And he was confused.
Some people are saying that sonically it's incredible. So we shall see, guys.
Well, I mean, if he gonna get anything right, it's gonna sound good.
Right.
Now, that's a fact. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, Kanye almost don't even get credit for it sounding good. That's what you better get that right.
Right.
Now let's hear these songs though. How these songs, songs, are they connecting? Are they, you know, things we want to play again?
So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. The rumor is that it's dropping Friday.
Okay.
That's your flashing light report. The time is 8:04. High of 82 degrees. Guys, alternate side parking rules are suspended for Eid.
Okay.
Yo, we got to run that Vapors back, man. I need to hear that Vapors again. Show love to Biz Markie. You know what I mean?
People are upset about Space Jam. They're upset.
Who's
upset? I see him on social media. They're like, what are you guys talking about? What do you mean?
The new Space Jam is better. That's what I said. And I ain't see the old one.
It is really good. And I saw both.
Shawnee saw both. And you say the new one's better.
I'm saying it's really good. I'm not.
Yo, you heard it here first. The new Space. Shawnee Culture says the new Space Jam. Better than the old one.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's definitely
damn,
good.
Shawnee.
It didn't let me down. I'm Take not saying stand, all Shawnee. That, though.
Take a stand. Pick a side.
I stand with Kugler.
There you go. The new one's better.
I ain't say that, though.
Go watch that new Space Jam.
Yo.
Father and son relationship in it. It's got to be better. It's WQHT New York, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yo, the new Space Jam got a rap battle in it?
Oh, yeah.
How did that go, Sean?
With Porky Pig, I think.
Porky Pig, who was he battling?
I don't remember now.
Yo, Shawnee, you're the Space Jam aficionado on this program.
I should, right? That part I don't.
Yo, the other Space Jam didn't have a rap battle in it, son.
It did not.
Against Dame Lillard.
Dame Lillard.
It's gonna be Dame Lillard.
The dude who was like a big RoboCop.
Oh, yeah, because that was Dame Lillard's
character. He was in cartoon. Yeah, he was in a cartoon form, so I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
But they called him Notorious P.I.G.
Ooh, you know what I'm saying? They didn't have that. Notorious they didn't have that in the first Space Jam. Yo, the first Space Jam sound doo-doo. I didn't see it. I didn't see the second one, but this one sound more official.
Yo, hold on. I see is Don Cheadle in Space Jam 2?
Exactly.
What? Don Cheadle is the guy. He is the villain of all villains.
Man.
Yo, this one's way better.
And his name is A.G. They call him Algorithm. Algorithm. A.K.A. A.G.
Yo, man.
Don Cheadle.
That's tight.
And they're trapped in the computer, and he's like, yo, I'm taking over this. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man. Yo, listen. New Space Jam all the way.
Notorious P.I.G.
Nobody's been able to defend the first Space Jam. Call right now, 800-223-9797. That's right. That's what we're doing. We're talking Space Jam. New one's out. And y'all know I love to troll y'all. So I haven't seen anybody upset that I'm saying the first one was trash and the new one's where it's at.
Well, it wasn't trash. The first one was not trash, which is why they thought to make a second one.
Yo, shout to Ty Star TV. Said the first Space Jam had some of the worst acting in movie history.
I mean, well, that's a fact. I mean, yes. LeBron is not the greatest actor.
The whole movie
either.
Is cringe, but this new one, people just want to hate on LeBron.
Somebody said, okay, the new Space Jam is better for a few reasons, but mostly because Jordan can't act for Ish. LeBron can't act like Denzel, but for the first movie, he did way better than Jordan.
See?
Plus, Porky Pig raps in this one, and it's fire.
Notorious P.I.G.
Now, wait, is that Eminem doing Notorious P.I.G.'s voice? That sounds like Eminem.
Nah. The Notorious P.I.G. wasn't spitting bars like Eminem. You know what I'm saying? He just had a light voice, so maybe
it sounded like 8 Mile, bro.
Are you sure you didn't get caught up looking at a meme or one of those?
Oh, maybe I did.
Oh,
hit
gosh.
Me with the button.
Video,
hit me with the button.
Bro.
You played yourself.
Yeah, but it was good. I love the I didn't know that the father-son theme was gonna run through the whole movie. I thought maybe it was gonna
focus
on
LeBron. That's why the new one's better. If anybody can defend, I haven't seen either one. If anybody can make me a believer that this new Space Jam is not better than the first one, please call. And don't bring up that they had the Space Jam Jordan, what was it? The Jordan 5?
What about the shoes? Do the shoes count?
Nah.
The shoes in part 1 was definitely fire.
Right. I knew somebody was going to bring up the shoes.
The shoes in part 1.
Everyone loves it.
This one definitely had more of a black theme to it. You know
see?
What I'm saying?
So winner.
I peeped that early watching it. Like, okay, I see where this is going.
Winner.
But I didn't know Kugler was behind it. I thought maybe they was just trying to be politically correct and like progressive.
Jordan could have did something. He was Michael Jordan at the time. He was the biggest thing in the world. He didn't make a statement. You know what I'm saying? He just fell in line like he always did.
Damn,
with nothing to say and nothing to do. Just to slang some shoes.
Damn.
Listen, he's a phenomenal basketball player. But off the court, y'all know Jordan is problematic. Don't play with me. I ain't saying nothing revolutionary.
Let's take some calls. The phones are blowing up, bro.
People want to talk Space Jam. This is real beef in these streets.
We got Jasenia.
Jasenia, tell me why the first Space Jam is...
Hello,
Jasenia. You trying to tell me the first Space Jam is better than this new one?
Listen, number 2 is for the adults. Number 1 was for the kids. There was more Looney Tunes in number 1 and more cartoons. Remember, Space Jam is for kids. It's not for the adults. I took my kids and they fell asleep for number 2.
But Shawnee's 12-year-old said that number 2 was better than number 1.
He did say he liked it better.
Shawnee probably has his kid into adult stuff.
Well, you know.
Jasenia, it sounds like your kids need to step their game up.
Stop
My girls are gonna be kids for a very long time.
You holding back their imagination, broadening horizons, mom. Come on.
Thank you,
Jasenia. Yeah. Still sounds like Space Jam 2. She didn't do a good job.
We got Dave.
Your kids can't even stay awake through a whole movie yet, Jasenia. What's going on?
Yo,
but that is a phase though. There is a phase there where there's yo, your kids is just too little to sit through a whole movie. Unless you teach them how to sit through a movie,
right?
They're going to fall asleep. They don't know how to pay attention. Dave, what's going on? Yeah, Laura falls asleep still.
Yo, Ebro.
Space Jam 2, right, my G? Space Jam 2.
Space Jam 1 had the best soundtrack. I Believe I Can Fly. You know what I'm saying? That was a, you can't top that. And then you got to understand, Michael Jordan had two sneakers. He had the Air Jordan 9s. And 11s, the hottest sneakers ever.
Ooh, so, but that, you know, all Jordan, but see, that don't have nothing to do with the movie, and you bringing up rapist ass R. Kelly, so hang on. Nah, that was a phenomenal song. You lose a point for bringing up R. Kelly. If you gotta hang the legacy of your thing on R. Kelly, you in trouble, my G.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Yo, you in trouble. Phenomenal song.
You got totally dissed, homie.
No, I love that guy, Dave. That's our guy, man. But listen, you can't hang your legacy on R. Kelly.
Well, he didn't say you're saying R. Kelly. He said the song, if we're trying to separate. You know what I'm saying? The song is amazing. I Believe I Can Fly. It's amazing.
Yo,
but
listen.
You just like rained on this whole
parade.
And
while we're talking about it, that I Believe I Can Fly took R. Kelly to a whole other level at that time, bro. That song was massive.
That song was crazy. Rashid Pandalai.
Rashid. Yeah, Rashid, you agree with me. Space Jam 2, right?
Space Jam 1.
Nah, bro. Tell me why. How, Sway?
Man, Space Jam 1, you could... Like, I don't even understand how y'all said Michael Jordan was a worst actor. From the beginning of the movie, LeBron was just... Everything was cheesy about the movie.
Oh, you sound like a LeBron hater. Hang up on this guy. Hang up on this guy right now. That's LeBron hate. We don't do that here. We don't do that here.
Damn. You say he sound like a LeBron hater. You ain't even know yet. We just banged on him, yo.
I can smell it. Yo, Space Jam 2.
That's it. You biased with it. We got Man on the line.
Yo, Man, talk to him. Tell him Space Jam 2's the one, son. Tell him.
Space 2 Jam is the one.
Yeah.
The only one.
That's
only
right.
The reason why I say that is because, like, their vision, you know what I'm saying? It gave you a sense of belief.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying? Like, wow. Like that's what it gave to the youth, you know what I'm saying? The 30-year-olds that was loving Space Jam at the time, you know what I'm saying? It was gave them a sense of being a family man, how their kids would, like, come to the plate when they feel like something is wrong. It gave you belief
right.
that you could do anything, you know what I'm saying? And that's what they instilled in us in that era. So I'm saying Space Jam 1 is
I thought you was on Space Jam 2. Hang up on this guy. What this guy talking about, man?
Yo, man, flipped it on you.
Yo, he flipped it. Yo, man, get off my line, man. Nah.
You said that's why I'm saying
Ebro in the morning with Lauren.
No, he waited until the end.
Yeah, yeah, he knew how to not get hung up on, man.
Nah, go check it out though. My daughter was all on it. She was asking me for the. Now here go plot twist. My daughter asked me for the HBO Max code so she could log in and watch it on her iPad.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other things in that HBO Max that she don't need to be seeing.
That's a fact.
Oh, that's true. You got to be careful.
Yo, and I've been trying to figure out, like, the parental controls on the HBO Max, man.
Why she got to watch it on her thing? You should watch it together on the big TV.
No, we will. But she just wanted to watch. She was, you know, she's, you know.
Eager. Shawty, she was
she's
eager.
Like,
anxious.
She's like 11 years old now. She's really only 7. She 11. She'd be like, Dad, I'm be in my room chilling.
Right.
I'll let you later, man.
Let me get that password.
Yeah, let me get that password, man.
You might have to change the password on her.
Yo, I got it. They said you could create a child profile on here. All right, let me do that. I got to do that. Kids and family. All right.
Yeah, but it's a good movie, man. It's a good movie.
Space Jam 2. Go check it.
My son was like, I want to watch it with you, Dad. I thanked him at the end. I said, I appreciate that.
That's what's up.
Good bonding moment.
I love that. And then y'all went out and tried to hoop, and Shawnee blew out his whole back.
Shawnee
was out there trying to play basketball this weekend. All that greens and fruit and berries. Nah, bro, you better get outside and work out.
Nah, I ain't blow out my back, family. I ain't play ball in a while.
Yo, Shawnee said, yo, if I don't stand up right now, I'm in trouble. Yeah, your man's whole body falling apart right now.
Now I was like, damn, some muscles that ain't been used in a long time.
Hilarious. Yeah, I got to put a pin. You could create parental controls. We got to put a pin number on this joint, man. Make sure East don't get crazy in here.
Yeah, that notorious P.I.G., He started his whole rap off with like, buddy, 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 buddy.
Hard.
And he went in with real bars.
On the way, the gurus are next. Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free right now.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey, man, I just want to say, anybody who's offended that Space Jam 2 is better than Space Jam 1.
F*** out of here.
Exactly. I don't give a good guy. Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. The squad gets together to uplift,
that's
to
right.
heal,
that's right.
to listen
that's
to your problems and help you, guide you.
That's right.
Shawnee Culture, Burn Sage, and I will lead you in breathing exercises.
Through the nose, out through the mouth. Osa.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com.
Let's save a life.
You've been getting your emails. Keep them coming. We love to help each and every day.
Y'all really be trying to act like y'all saving people's lives.
Kayate, Ebro. Kayate.
Exactly. You're ruining the vibe.
Here we go. Dear gurus, I'm a loyal listener from CT, and I've been with my girl for 4 years. I already know that you guys are going to give me your button, but check this out. My girl caught me commenting on other girls' Instagram. Well, to be honest, her girls told on me, sending her screenshots. I honestly messed up because the girl I left a comment on was a friend of her friends.
Wow.
Now I see my girl going through my phone.
Hit the button.
And we've never had this problem before. I'm not cheating. I just got high and got reckless on IG. What do I do to stop her from feeling like she has to check my phone all the time? I just sit there and let her check it because I have nothing to hide, but I truly messed up because now I have her feeling insecure and it's my fault. Help.
Wow.
Well, you definitely deserve this button.
Yes, let me just make sure it's loud and clear with no distractions. We'll pull everything down.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
You played yourself, bro. I mean, you commenting on the friend, one of the friends of your girlfriend's picture with some drooly or whatever.
He didn't say what, you know, what the comment was.
Clearly it was inappropriate. And the friends is like, ain't this so-and-so's man?
Yes, and how embarrassing for his girl. Like, oh my gosh.
Yo, this your dude right here commenting under Cynthia's pictures and stuff.
Yo, this is wild. You deserve the button 2, 3, 4 more times.
Right. Jeez,
well, now, and so now, wait. So now his girl wants to check his phone?
She's going through his phone.
She just goes through his phone, and he's like, yo, we never had these problems before, and here we are now. What do I do?
Yeah, he's trying to figure out how to gain her trust back, basically.
He said how to not make her feel insecure anymore, because now he made her feel insecure.
Yeah.
And you played her in front of her friend.
Yes. Yes,
that's
you
the piece I was
her.
Just about to say, the embarrassment part.
You embarrassed
her. Only thing that could fix this is you unfollowing thoughts, letting her go through your phone whenever she wants to, and then just waiting it out.
Might have to delete your gram, fam.
Oh, my goodness.
Delete the whole gram.
You might have to go that far. If you really want to fix it, you might have to go that far. Start over.
But also, too, like, what did you say? And what are you out here saying?
But exactly, because he didn't mention it. If it was like just an emoji or so, what did you say?
It was something inappropriate.
Nah,
basically.
I mean, come on, guys.
It was.
Does it really matter what he says if he's doing it under whole bunch? Because he said it was like a lot of girls. He does it for a lot of girls. It just so happens that this one turned out to be his girl's friend, and their friends ratted her.
So like, look, if you're putting up like hard eyes under a girl's photo, or like the drooly face. You know
what I'm
saying? Or you're saying things that are inappropriate, that's probably over the line.
Facts.
Facts. But if you just put up like a hand clap, like a bravo. Man.
Dudes ain't putting no hand clap.
Yeah, bravo.
With the suit. What do you mean? Just putting up a fist? Listen, you know what I mean?
Yeah, more power to you, ma.
Shorty on the beach with the thong bikini.
Yo, she got
all
the thong
laid out.
You just, yo, you know, you put up the hands like this, the bravo. Two hands, you be like, yo.
All praise to, all praise to. Yo, you know what? I'm going to start putting that hand clap. That's hilarious.
Yeah, you got to put the hand clap under the girl photo.
Then it's going to be like, why are you hyping her up?
Right.
For?
You applauding?
She was putting on a great show. Great show. That's clean. Nah. Great show. No, great show. Nah.
Bravo.
Bravo, mom. Bravo.
I love the wine glass in this picture.
Yo, listen. Yo, your background is amazing.
Exactly.
Try that. Let us know how it plays out.
You truly messed up.
You played yourself,
You played yourself. You created this. Now, maybe you take Ebro's advice, man. Let her check your phone and be honest with her and be like, yo, I messed up. I got high and I did XYZ. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that I embarrassed you. Right. Address it.
Yeah, address it again.
Yes.
Address it again. And by the way, it's really the embarrassment part. It's really you're so thirsty and loose. And you're leaving comments under so many different photos that you landed on your girlfriend's friend's
page. You're loose out here, fam.
You're a bozo and you embarrassed her. That's the worst part of it all.
It is. Because
if you was just leaving applause and, you know, whatever in some randos.
Not the applause.
Yo, the applause.
Stay away from the applause.
I don't like it, the applause.
But don't do it.
This guy, just by the sound of it, he's not going to be able to control himself, man. He might have to delete the gram. He's going to delete the whole gram. Just delete it. Just delete the app.
He want to go back to the applause real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
He might have to start a family page. You know those family pages? This is me and my kids.
A joint page. Him and his girl. The ad will be him and his girl's name.
Yes.
He should do it.
You have to, man.
But overall,
apologize to your girl and admit what you did. And tell her, yo, I'm sorry I embarrassed you, especially in front of your friends.
You
might have to just be like, look, go ahead, check. I'm not doing it. I'm not cheating. Because he clearly said, I'm not cheating. You know, he just messed up.
Yeah. And he said, he said that he's giving her all free reins of everything. I tell you before, I'm an advocate of the people who write us going back to the podcast and playing this segment for your partner if you're not a good communicator. I think her hearing him write to us that he genuinely cares and that he genuinely messed up and he's looking for advice, and then us trashing him, hitting him with the button several times, you calling him a bozo, that she can actually say, yeah, you are a bozo, and she'll get it and she'll understand, like, you did embarrass me, and she will feel heard. You know what I'm saying?
In this case, I wouldn't advise him to do that, because she's definitely going to make him start a family gram or delete his gram.
She might take that advice?
Yo, and then maybe ask her, like, yo, what can I do? What can I do to make you feel better? What, you know, moving forward, like, what's going to make you feel secure? Because I'm definitely not cheating. I want to be with you, and I want to fix this, you know?
I like that.
So, hopefully, but I think we should give him one more.
One more?
One more. Right. Just one more.
Just make sure, because you are a bozo for this
one. Oh, gosh.
You played yourself. You're not slick. So, you get...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
From the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm gonna do weakness.
So I don't even double tap photos, and I'm definitely not leaving comments on a joint that's like throwing, you know, trying to show ass or whatever on Instagram. But y'all mean to tell me that if somebody put up an applause, just like,
hey, you in this applause?
That's bad. Like that's bad. At least, like, you're I see it. You did a great job. I'm not giving you any thirst comment.
Put it like this, Ebro. Okay, what about if, like, there's, you know, you have your friend that's, like, all oiled up on the gram showing his abs and stuff, you know?
Not somebody I know.
Listen
to me. This can't be somebody I know.
And then you catch a screenshot of your girl putting in applause, hands up. You'd be like, wait a second, what's happening here?
I mean, if dude is brolic like that, I might put in applause. I might be like, yo, ma, he got that eight pack. Hey, yo.
You're going to like her applause and reply with an applause?
Yeah, I'm going to reply to her like, yo, no, he doing his thing.
Don't do it.
Yo, on the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles, what's popping?
Yo, can we talk about how the Tokyo Olympics are a disaster?
Oh, it's falling apart. Wheels coming off.
It's falling apart. It's so bad. So I'll give you some details on some of the moments that are just, I just keep shaking my head. We'll discuss them coming up, flashing lights.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
La, 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 la. I was just testing my girl, too, on Instagram.
How so?
I went under one of her photos. I said, DM me, ma. Trying to see something. She hit me back. She said, my man wouldn't like that. Exactly. 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 Now I'm going to go leave some applause and see what happens. Let's get the flashing lights. Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Now, the Tokyo Olympics are a mess, guys. Now, over the weekend, we saw some news of Coco Gauff will miss the Tokyo Olympics after testing positive for COVID. Now, I'm seeing a member of the U.S. gymnastics team tested positive for COVID. I mean, what's happening, guys?
They said that the member of the gymnastics team... it's an alternate.
But still.
It's let the games begin in a way that we don't want them to begin. But listen, you go ahead. Listen, I know they was trying. I know. Look, they had to. They wanted the Olympics to happen. They already skipped last year. Okay. So they wanted them to happen this year. They thought the vaccine would roll out would be better. Tokyo was, as of last week, still under a state of emergency.
Yes.
No, nobody is allowed to watch the games, period, even if you live in Tokyo. Period. Mm. So it was always going to be a bit of a mess, guys. This was not going to be smooth. Even months ago when we were talking about it, I remember Laura on this show, we was like, how are they going to do this?
Right, right. Look, it says here, 17-year-old tennis champion Coco Gauff tested positive for COVID. She joins a growing list of Olympic athletes to test positive. The latest number is close to 50 confirmed cases. 50 athletes.
50. Yikes.
Oh, my goodness.
So well, and you know, and by the way, I had some conversations this weekend with people in Los Angeles. They say they know mad artists, mad rappers that have COVID right now that are unvaccinated. Ugh. And ain't nobody talking about it. I'm talking about it.
Man.
Then there's people who are vaccinated who are showing symptoms. Not bad, not nothing they got to go to the hospital for, but they got symptoms with the vaccine still.
Yep, yep.
And remember, the vaccine was just keeping you from dying and going to the hospital.
Yeah.
Slowing down the spread.
Yep.
But it wasn't meant to stop nothing. It's not a cure. So, yeah, no, we here, baby. We here.
We're back here.
Well, no, we not back.
Not like 2020, but...
We're not April 2020.
Yeah, no, you're right. But still, wherever you're at, we just have to be very careful, guys. Like, can't be that loose. Just continue sanitizing your hand.
I'm still wearing my mask inside places.
Be careful, man.
I'm still wearing my mask inside, for sure. And I'm not going and just posting up in restaurants. Definitely not. I'm glad it's summertime because I'm sitting outside a lot. I love being outside.
Well, New York is definitely outside right now.
Most places, though, people in Portland, a lot of people in Texas, I see people just outside, though. You know what I mean? What I mean is, like, they're taking advantage of enjoying outside activities.
Yeah.
Texas, I don't know, actually.
They was ahead of the game.
I'm just saying, because I know I have a friend in Texas, like, no, she refuses to eat anywhere inside. But Texas is bad right now, too, so there's that.
Listen, the best thing that we can hope for in this... cycle of COVID in this one, not I'm talking about these next 90 days, is that the death toll does not go up.
Yeah.
Right? If there's a lot of cases and people aren't dying, that's the best we can hope for, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Because we're all just learning. Everyone is learning. This is a real-time exercise.
Yeah, if they're having a tests that are coming out positive, but there aren't detrimental results, and people are getting over it within 2-3 week time. And
that's the best we can hope for, right?
Yeah, because it's here to stay. So if we're building immunity and people are building endurance towards this virus, then
that's
in different ways.
Yep.
That's a fact.
That's the best we can hope for.
In other news, you know, here's an update on Richard Sherman. You know, he made headlines, and we all talked about it on the show when he was arrested for alleged domestic violence incident after he attempted to break down his in-laws' front door. He was intoxicated. So after the video went viral, he's now facing 5 misdemeanor charges for his behavior. Prosecutors in the case have officially charged him with second-degree criminal trespass, domestic violence, resisting arrest, third-degree malicious mischief, driving while under the influence, and reckless endangerment of roadway workers.
Mm.
So he is going to, he appeared in court, actually, and he actually appeared with his hand-in-hand with his wife. I feel like whether it's his wife or ex-wife, she knows that he's going through some mental health issues.
Right.
And she's standing well,
all of those misdemeanors, you know, listen, the word was that your man Sherman had a bottle of vodka and a bottle of Hennessy to the face. He was drinking a lot. But then was also texting people saying that he wanted to commit suicide. That's very concerning.
Right.
And plus the behavior. So there's definitely something going on that needs to be checked out. And we send love and light to Richard Sherman, your family, that you get well and figure out, you know, where all of this is coming from or you know, stemming from.
That's your Flash and Light Report. The time is 8:57. Today is a high of 82. And alternate side parking rules are suspended.
Space Jam 2. Reign supreme.
It's fire. It is fire.
See, Shani saw them both. I didn't see either one.
Yeah, this one is black.
But Jaja Culture knows.
Jaja Culture, my son, 12 years old. He saw both. He said he likes this one better. He's a basketball fan. He knows.
And we once again send love and light to the friends, family, and the community of hip-hop affected by the loss of the legend Biz Markie. Let's play a tune on the way out, son. What should we play?
What you want to hear?
You know me. I listen to the Vapors all day.
All day.
We never play Picking Boogers, though.
Picking Boogers. That's hilarious.
That Vapors, though. Oh, yes.
Something for the radio.
Exactly.
This is something for the radio. This is just a beat and him shouting out for the love.
Exactly. Party record. This was a straight party record.
Yeah,
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.